Washington, D.C. is full of museums where you can learn about people and communities from all over the world, but there has not been a museum dedicated to Palestinian history and culture until this summer when the Museum of the Palestinian People opened its doors. Michaela Lafrak of WAMU paid a visit.
When visitors walk into the one-room museum, the first object they see is a leafy green water jug. It's made of glass from Hebron, a city in the West Bank known for its glass-blowing traditions. What visitors won't see is overtly political content, even in a museum about an area that's at the center of a decades-long geopolitical conflict. Museum founder Bashara Nassar says his goal is to create a space that's more personal than political.
We want to really transform the story and put Palestinians in light that we're human beings, right? We're artists, we're entrepreneurs, we're in politics, and we're contributing a lot to the U.S. as immigrants as well.
Nassar immigrated to the U.S. from the West Bank in 2011. When he came to Washington, he saw a city full of museums, but he didn't see one that reflected him.
Really, I could not see a place where the Palestinian story can be told.
So he decided to open a traveling exhibition that would eventually become the museum. One of the objects in the collection is a 1946 passport for the Palestine Mandate. It was rendered useless the following year after the United Nations voted to establish the State of Israel. Curator Neda O'Day wants visitors to understand that history.
We want them to learn that there is a country that was called Palestine. It existed.
O'Day maintains that the museum is not political, and there isn't any mention of political leaders, protesters, or human rights abuses on either side of the conflict. But there are certain phrases that some people will inevitably take issue with, like signage about the Nakba, or catastrophe. That's the word Palestinians use to describe the time surrounding the creation of Israel. As O'Day puts it,
there is a true story. There is people who were displaced because of someone came and took the land.
The museum is just a mile away from the White House. President Trump has been a staunch supporter of the Israeli government, and the museum's opening comes 9 months after his administration closed the Palestinian Liberation Organization's D.C. office. But Nassar says he started dreaming up the museum before Trump was elected. He wants it to be a place of conversation, not protest.
We welcome people with open hearts, you know, and with open arms, right? To come and have a conversation with us. And it doesn't matter if they agree or not. It's the most important is the conversation.
In the museum's first few weeks, a group of monks visited and a group from the liberal pro-Israel organization J Street. But most of the visitors have been Palestinian Americans, like one young man named Yusuf Hamid. He showed off his Palestinian flag necklace.
Palestine on my neck.
He signed his name in Arabic on a wall for visitor feedback.
I really loved it, honestly. Like, I'm new to D.C., exploring the area, and then this was the first event, like, I came across, and I knew this was what I wanted to first see when I came here. Yeah.
Hamid said seeing a museum like this, about people like him, gave him hope that the long-standing conflict might one day end. For The World, Michaela Lafrak, Washington, D.C.